Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Of Social Blend. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. We have a lot to talk about. First off, I just want to say we are going through a time right now, especially on the East Coast, where the seasons are changing. One second, like, I wake up and it's freezing and I, like, am leaving the day and I'm, like, sweating. Like, midday, I'm dripping in sweat. I'm like, this is crazy. I can't take it. Also, everyone's getting sick around me. Everybody I know is getting sick. And I'm, like, looking at them like, please, God, I can't. Like, I can't get sick. But so far, so good. Watch me next week, like, not be okay. But I'm definitely okay right now. We have a lot to talk about. We have Halloween. We have celebrities, best dress I want to talk about. Taylor Swift's new album. Also, the fact that I lost my wallet. So that's why, you know, lost wallet saga. and yeah, honestly, just like the Halloween weekend and all that. But yeah, I'm concerned. Everybody's getting sick. And this is the time that everyone gets sick. It's always around this time where the seasons are changing. And, you know, it's so easy to get sick because we're so used to the hot weather that now once this little cold rush comes through, our bodies can't handle it. Recently, I was out in the cold. It was like raining and cold. And I was like, I'm going to get sick. I didn't, thankfully, but a lot of people I know got sick and I am concerned. But I am very concerned about my lost wallet story. So I guess let's talk about that. Or you know what? Let's talk about my weekend. I guess we'll do that first. So Halloween weekend, I can't keep doing this, number one. I am booked and busy every single day and every single weekend. I need to just relax. And I would say this week is my relaxing weekend. It's not. Like, I don't know. So anyway, this weekend I went out with friends to New York. I've never done this. So usually I go to upstate New York where I have, you know, friends and they host a Halloween party. Always so much fun. I'm so blessed they open their house. They do an incredible job. I feel like I'm in a haunted house every time I'm there. They are just incredible. Love them so much. But this year they were like, we need a break. I understand it completely. So my friend was like, hey, I don't know if you're doing anything. Because I wasn't going to do anything. I love Halloween. I always wanted to have a party, but I'm just not ready to have one yet. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to have a relaxing weekend. No. My friend then messaged me like, hey, come to this club. We're going to have fun, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fine. So Friday night, I am booked and busy. I had to go meet Teresa Giudice from The Housewives. Love her dearly. Then afterwards, I'm running home. I have like a second to chill. Then I'm going to get changed and, you know, ready to go out. What was I? Okay. That's the question everyone was asking. I was technically like an 80s rock star. I was going for like Slash vibes, but everyone had something different. They also thought I was that guy from Stranger Things. So I was like going with it. I'm like, yeah, sure. So really, I was Slash. I was. Like, I wanted to be him. I love him. I've seen him live. I'm obsessed. I wore leather jacket, long 80s, like 80s themed hairdo, like for men, and like the 80s sunglasses. I also wore a shirt that looked like a six pack because I'm sorry, if you've seen me, like I don't have a six pack. I have rolls. So yeah, no. But I was like, please God, let this outfit look like the shirt. Sorry, not the outfit. I was like, please God, let this shirt look like what it looked like in pictures. Guys, it did. It looked so good. I was so happy. Just the one, you could see the line where the shirt ends and my skin meets. I was a little darker than my shirt, and I knew, I thought I got darker color, but I didn't. It's okay. So, it was an incredible shirt, incredible time. I loved it. Plus, with Halloween, so I like to look good. Like, if I'm going out, I want to look good. And I don't want a lot of props. Like, I don't want, like, I don't want a cane. I don't want this. I don't want that. Like, I want stuff that I could wear and it stays on me and that's it. Like, I didn't want a hat. I didn't want anything like that. So, for me to just, I think it was just sunglasses, which I wore the whole night because it's, like, a vibe. So, I was thriving. It was great. My outfit looked fun. So, that's it. We go to New York. We're having a blast. Now, the sad thing was, is we did not realize the train, because I live in Jersey, so we have to take the train to New York. I did not realize the last train was at, like, 1 a.m. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I was definitely, like, if I was gonna, if I liked the club, I wanted to stay longer. And it was true. Once we were there, we're having fun. I was like, I have to leave now. Like, this sucks. But whatever. It was a lot of fun. I loved it. We had a good time. I'll go again. What else did we do? Oh, my God. Then, the following day, I was so busy, too. I was meeting up with people. I was saying hi to babies. Adorable. Then I had a sweet 16 that night. I was drained. Like, I could, because by the time we got home, like, and I always have to take a shower when I come home. I don't care if I'm clubbing for 12 hours, clubbing for, you know, 24 hours. I need to shower and then I could go to sleep. So that's what I did. And I was like, you know what? Let me cook myself a little something. So I did cook myself food because I didn't eat that whole day. I didn't eat, I don't know, probably since like 2 p.m. that day. I was exhausted. I was starving. Anyway, next day, I wake up so early, like 8 a.m. I'm like, what is wrong with me? I'm booked and busy again. Then that night, like I said, I have a sweet 16. It was my friend Elizabeth who I had on the podcast. Her photo booth was incredible. Just gotta say that. It was so much fun. I know we were talking about that last episode. And I was so excited for her photo booth. It was so much fun. I loved it. I got so many photos. I'm like such, I will hog the photo booth. I don't care. I love a good photo booth moment. But by the time I got to the Sweet 16, I was not okay. I was like falling apart. I was like, great. This isn't good. Like now I'm like slowly falling asleep. Because I'm just so tired, like, I've been running on no sleep. So, that's it. So, then, finally, Sunday, I was able to sleep a little bit. And then, I went to go visit family. And that's it. So, my weekend was very booked and busy. It was a lot of fun, though. I had a great time. But I was exhausted. And then, what else? Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that later. So, now, I need to discuss my lost wallet saga. It has been a long road. And I cannot believe I'm here today to say that I have made it. I lost my wallet I lost my wallet Halloween day. Halloween day was another busy day. I went to hang out with my good friends. But before that I was making dinner. So like we met together and then like, you know, we all brought something. So I was making eggplant parm and I forgot the cheese that I usually use for eggplant parm. Cause with vegan cheese, it's very difficult to find a good cheese that melts. This cheese sucked. I was so upset. So I had to go back to the store and get cheese. Then as I'm getting the cheese, a very close family friend of my family's is like, hey, let's go. You want to go get Chipotle? Because, you know, we do it every year. So I'm like, oh my God, yes. I'm like, I love a good tradition. So I'm like, yeah, that's right. Let's go get Chipotle. So I go to Chipotle. After I go to the store, I go to Chipotle. We get our Chipotle. We say, oh my God. Okay. We give each other a hug and we leave. I go home. I rush. I'm leaving my Chipotle. I'm cooking my food. I'm throwing the cheese on it. It's all done. I grab it. I go. I leave. Later on, I come home, go to sleep, blah, blah, blah. Now, the next day, right, I'm leaving my house. And I always leave my wallet and keys in the same spot. Now, I don't know why I didn't realize this the night before that I didn't have my wallet, but I did not. I think I was just so tired. And all of a sudden, I'm like, where's my wallet? I'm like, oh no. So I go looking around. I go in my car. I'm looking in my car. Then I go upstairs and in my room and I'm looking around and I'm like, where the hell is my wallet? I'm like, okay, this is not like me. I don't lose things. Like, I'm very, like, I have OCD. So for me, things have to be a certain way. And if they're not, it's not okay for me. And I never think things are clean. I never think things are in their spot, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, what the hell is happening? Like, was I drugged? Did someone steal it? Blah, blah. So I was trying to figure out where I was going and what I was doing. So I'm like, okay, I went to the store. Then I went to Chipotle. So I had to have had it once I left the store to go to Chipotle. So, because Chipotle has their burrito event. Anyway, so I'm like, it has to be at Chipotle then. If it's not here in the house. Guys, I was not okay during this moment. I was flipping. Well, actually, no. I'm going to pat myself on the back because I really was cool, calm, and collective until I really was like, no, you lost it. So then that's when I was like, are you kidding me? So then that's when I was like really freaking out for a little bit. And then I was like, okay, I have to go to Chipotle and see if it's there. Anyway, we go there. It's not there. I check the other places around it. I check Starbucks. It's not there. I check where I parked my car. It's not there. Like, it's gone. That's it. I'm like, this, like, are you kidding me? Like, of course this happens to me. I love it. And so I was so upset. And I was like, let me cancel all my cards, like, before they could start using it. And so I canceled the cards. I reissued myself a new license because I'm like, I have to drive places. Like, I'm not that person that like won't drive. Like, I need to drive. So I did all of that. I went above and beyond. I was like not playing games. And I'm like, all right, good. So now everything is canceled. So that's the good thing. Whoever has my wallet, at least it's like, you aren't doing anything with it. Like, you might have my license and that's it. But then I was like, no, I put cash in my wallet, which I never have. I never carry cash. Okay, I'm just going to say that right now. I never carry cash. If someone robs me, like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to kill me because I have nothing. Like, I don't know what you want. So I'm like, great. I'm like, of course, the one day I have cash is the day it's gone. And it was a lot. It wasn't like a little bit. So I was really upset about that because I'm like, I hate wasteful spending, but I hate wasteful like robbery. Okay. Like, I am not okay with money being taken from me and it's not being spent. Like, I don't like that. So I was devastated. And yeah. Now, a day goes by, and I'm like, this is really crazy. Like, no one's called me. No one's dropped it off. Like, you know, because if I found a wallet, I would pick it up and be like, oh, it's this person, and this is where they live. Let me go drive and drop it off. No. No one's doing that. So, I'm like, wow. Like, this is sad. Like, our world is disgusting. Like, I can't. Like, I was like, you know, I was not okay. And I was like, all right, let me check my car again. So I did a whole deep dive. I was throwing guys, I say I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I was throwing things all over the place and it wasn't in there. So I said, all right, let me go check my room one more time. And because it wasn't around my house. So I was like, it's not here. So I go to my room. I'm looking around and I'm like, this is crazy. So I just start looking into like jackets that I wore that day. And I'm trying to think, like, what did I wear? So I'm looking around. I'm looking in jackets. Guys, the one jacket I put my hands into, there's the wallet. I'm like, so I canceled all of my cards, everything I had. I just canceled it all. And now I have to wait for my cards to come in until I could, like, start doing purchases and stuff. What is it called? Apple Pay. Thank God. But that's it. I have nothing else right now. So all of that for nothing. But you know what? I'm like, things happen for a reason. You never know what could have happened. And now someone tries to rob me. I have nothing. So come for me. But I'm joking. Don't. But yeah, that was my story. It was horrific. It was chaotic. And I was so upset that this happened to me because I'm like, I don't lose stuff. But then when I found it, I was so embarrassed. I'm like, I'm not telling anybody. I am not explaining this to anybody. But I ended up explaining it to everyone and now explaining it to you. So thank you so much for listening to this crazy story, because I'm like, this is not okay. Because now I'm going to remember this forever around Halloween as the day I lost my wallet. And it was horrific. Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com, and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today. Okay. Midnight is out. I am in shock. We need to go through everything. Like, I am literally in shock. So, Taylor Swift, we need to speak about it. She is incredible. And so here's my story about with Taylor Swift. I wasn't always a fan. I'm going to say that. Her early albums, I was never a fan of. I never really cared for them. And I like some songs, of course, like, oh my God, Teardrops on My Guitar. Stunning. But I was never like a fan. And then what happened was Red came out. So then once Red came out, I was like, ooh, this is a bop. Like, these songs are incredible. So then I started like vibing to her. So then by the time 1989 came out, like, I was a Taylor stan. Like, I was like, here we go. It's coming out. Shake It Off is coming out. I was so happy. So then, you know, that album was incredible. And then what happened? What was the next? Oh, Reputation came out. And I was like, ooh, this is a good song. And like, Look What You Made Me Do came out. And then the whole album was good. But I never saw her live. Blah, blah, blah. Then Lover came out. I was like, this is her best album to date. And then when Folklore came out and Evermore, I was like, I'm like, okay, it's whatever. But I didn't really listen to it. And like Fearless and Red, the Taylor versions, I didn't listen to those either. But then all of a sudden, Taylor's like, Midnight's coming out this day, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? I'm like, this sounds like a pop album. And it definitely was, guys. This album is stunning. I started listening to it the second it came out. And every song, I was just like blown away. Some are like not my favorites, of course. But most, when an album is mostly good, that's how I know it's certified iconic. Because when there's more than like 6 or 7 songs, and there's like 12 on the album, 13, that's a good album. So I need to speak about this for myself, for my own life. Like, okay, I was blown away. But I'm going to tell you the top 5 tracks on this album. Oh, this was another thing. Snow on the Beach was with Lana Del Rey. I was so excited for that song. Guys, it's okay, but I'm like so upset that Lana Del Rey really isn't in it that much. Because I was really excited for a duet with them together. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. So when it comes to this new album, my top 5 favorite songs. And I guess I'll do it in any order. But Antihero is stunning. You're On Your Own, Kid. Beautiful. Vigilante Shit. Stunning. What else? Oh, okay. Maroon. Maroon is incredible also. And then last but not least, Mastermind. Mastermind is probably my number one favorite, even though Antihero is very fun. But Mastermind is probably my favorite song off the whole album. I just think it's so good. And here's the thing. Everyone was blasting this album saying it wasn't good. Like, and I'm like, what? I'm like, the one album that I love from Taylor Swift and no one else likes it. I'm like, am I the issue? So now everybody likes it. Now, like, anyone I talk to that did not like it, they're like, oh, no. I listened to it and I do love it. So, stunning album. It's incredible. She is incredible. Her song, her lyrics, I don't know how she does it. But incredible. I'm obsessed. Calling all meat and cheese lovers. Meatheads in Lawrence Township, New Jersey are moving to a bigger and better location. The family-owned business is opening their new location on November 1st, which is a Tuesday at 11 a.m., and they want you to celebrate with them. New location means new things, like indoor dining, which they've never had before, and their fresh sliced ribeye steaks are going to be cooked on a 7-foot grill. They're offering fresh ice cream shakes, and I hear that they are adding some new items to the menu. So run, don't walk, to Meathead's Cheesesteak, located at 2495 Brunswick Pike in Lawrence Township, New Jersey, 08648, on November 1st, which is their reopening, at 11 a.m. All right, thank you everyone so much for tuning in this week. I feel like this was a short episode, but next week I'm going to have a much longer episode. And we have so much to talk about, like the Housewives and all that chaos. I know this week I was a little behind on the Housewives, so that's why I'm not even discussing it this week. But next week you're going to get a brand new episode and we are going to go in on those Housewives shows. I do want to end the podcast with, of course, my quote of the week that I do every week, and it has a lot to do about happiness. So as we move on to winter and, you know, there's always changes. There's the changes in the season and it always just does something to me. So I always remember to be happy and be in the moment. And that's what this quote is kind of about this week, because I feel winter is coming, and I've never even watched Game of Thrones. So, this week's quote of the week is by Buddha. And the quote is, "There's no path to happiness. Happiness is the path." I love it because it really resonates, and it's true. Happiness is the path, and it's a struggle, of course, but there's no exact way to get there. It kind of all really stems from you. So that's all I have to say about that. Have a great weekend, everyone. I will see you all next week. Tune in next week and have a great weekend.